This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Welcome to episode 2 of Tholen an Coplaig, the island that never was. Although Capel Island's lighthouse plans were cut short, its importance in the conservation of Irish birdlife cannot be understated. The island is currently privately owned, half by Irish Lights and the other half by Birdwatch Ireland, where it plays a vital role in protecting rare species of migrating birds. Ballymacoda native Pat Smitty worked as a conservation ranger for the Irish Wildlife Service. He has had a lifelong interest in many aspects of Ireland's natural history, especially birds and mammals. His main interest in birds is in the breeding biology and migration, and he has been involved in long-term studies of birds on rivers and estuaries. He spoke to us about the indigenous birds and wildlife in the area.
Capel Island and the headland is of local significance rather than of national significance. There are 23 different seabird species breeding in Ireland, but only 5 or 6 of those will be found in this area. That's a function of the habitat. The cliffs are not really big and wild enough to have certain species breeding on them. You know, for example, you would never get things like gannets breeding at Knockadoon Head, but you would get fulmars and you would get lesser black-backed gulls and herring gulls and cormorants, those kind of birds, because they accept smaller cliffs. What's at Knockadoon, what's at Capel Island is what you would expect given the habitat that it is. It's a small island. It's a low island. It doesn't have very significant cliffs, steep cliffs, and therefore the birds that inhabit that that type of place, that's their type of habitat.
I asked Pat if it's only seabirds that are found in the Knockadoon area.
You also have land bird species. It's not just confined to seabirds either, because obviously the land meets the sea and there's a bit of a crossover between the marine and the land, and you've got a lot of land birds as well. And there is one very significant land bird. It's a crow. It's called the chough. It looks a bit like the rooks and other crows that we see every day, but it has red legs and red bill, and that makes it unique. But it is strictly confined to the coast, south coast and west coast of Ireland. And there are only about 750 to 800 pairs in the whole country, and about 25 of those pairs are at Knockadoon. The call is very distinctive. I wouldn't attempt describing it, but it is very distinctive, and once you know it, or if you know what the ordinary crows sound like, you know that this is different. They really are cliff birds. They do sometimes extend into mountain ranges as well, where there are cliffs, but by and large they're coastal. And the cliff is really the habitat criteria that they desire.
A colony of breeding cormorants can be found on Capel Island's cliff face. During the summer months, dozens of female cormorants mind the fledglings on the eastern sheltered part of the island. When they're hatched, these fledglings are no more than grey feathers, uttering a few squawks, but will eventually grow into large, majestic aquatic birds with a distinctive white thigh patch. Most vantage points on the eastern cliffs on Capel Island and under the earth embankments are occupied by the females and their young. While at the shoreline, the adults line up, wings spread in the direction of the sunshine, drying off. There is often a sudden commotion amongst the birds when a peregrine falcon flies past or scans the cliffs looking for a perch or hovering overhead looking for prey. I asked Pat about the wildlife indigenous to the area.
On land, obviously, you would get things like badgers and foxes that most people are familiar with. The otter is fairly common there as well. That would be all around the coast, and it would be on the island as well. But the island really doesn't have any animals, any mammal species. There are no rabbits, for example, or hares there, or foxes. The channel is too wide and too deep and probably too rough for foxes to cross, because foxes will actually get to some islands. They have got to some islands. They're well able to swim, but they haven't in the case of Capel. And the only other animals on the island are goats. There are a number of, I think there might be about 20 goats on the island.
I asked Pat how long the goats have been living on Capel Island.
The records would suggest that they're there for at least 100 years. They were certainly there back in the days of the coast watching in the 1940s. 1930s. and probably they're there for quite a while before that, probably put there by locals. Goats are quite hardy animals, and even though there's very little in the way of fresh water on the island, there's only a tiny trickle of fresh water in one or two places coming off the rocks, but that seems to be enough for them. But goats are really very hardy anyway. They're able to withstand quite severe cold as well. Goats will survive where other animals won't. Food will obviously limit the capacity for any animal to occur in a place. If the food isn't there, then they won't be there. There's probably sufficient food to ensure the survival of about 20 or so goats. There are always a few seals around there, and cetaceans, dolphins, porpoises and so on can sometimes be seen offshore as well.
The development of the new walkway in Knockadoon has attracted many new visitors to our hidden gem. However, it has always been popular with birdwatchers, who can often be seen with their binoculars and notebooks to hand in search of a rare find.
If you're at Knockadoon in the autumn time, for example, and particularly if it's a windy day blowing onshore, seabirds that might be passing way out in the normal course of events will pass quite close. Species like storm petrels and Manx shearwaters. These are birds that do not breed at Capel Island, but they do breed in Ireland, generally in the southwest and on the islands in the southwest, like for example the Blaskets. Those will often pass quite close to the cliffs. Now you might need a pair of binoculars to see them, but they do pass, so you can see them. So if you're intent on bird watching, yes, you can see birds like that. On land, then you can... again, if it depends really on the time of the year. If you're there in the spring or the autumn time, you will have migrants. A headland or an island is the first landfall often for birds arriving, and it's often the last before they depart in the autumn. And sometimes storm-blown vagrants will occur, and that attracts bird watchers. In fact, in November 1980, the first pied wheatear ever to be recorded in Ireland occurred at the pier at Knockadoon. They would be extreme Eastern Europe, and their range would extend into Asia.
I was curious to know if that was the only sighting of a rare bird in the Knockadoon area.
There have been a number of rare species have been seen. There's a record of a tiny little warbler called Hume's warbler. That was the second Irish record. And that was seen down at Glenawilling. Those vagrants would be really ones that were blown off course. But you would have regular migrants, species that breed in the near part of the continent of Europe, like black red starts and a number of other species. And those would regularly come. You know, you would see a few of those every autumn, because some of them would get pushed a little bit west as they're migrating south, because there's a big migration from northern Europe right down into Africa. Some of that migration would touch on Ireland as well in the autumn.
To land on Capel Island requires written permission from Birdwatch Ireland, along with a guarantee that you will in no way upset the biodiversity on the island. We obtained this permission, and although landing is often difficult because of the tides, with the help of local knowledge, we came ashore on the small beach on a spectacular summer's day. Few people have had the opportunity to visit the bird sanctuary, and no one has recorded sounds from it before. Local fisherman Stephen Motherway knows the waters around the area like the back of his hand. He agreed to bring me out to Capel Island.
You catching much, Stevie?
After landing on a small beach on the west side, we walked up the dirt track leading around the headland before venturing up to the tip of the island where the beacon stands. We then carried on to the east, where 20 metres of exposed cliffs attest to the powerful Atlantic storms. These are the sounds we recorded.
Thank you.
While on the island, I also encountered the famous herd of Irish goats. The island has good grazing with a mixture of grasses and plentiful shelter. The Irish goat is a tame but hardy species, and these Capel Islanders provided a frolicsome attraction for us as we watched them pop up behind the walls and scooting across the clifftop. Although they seemed nonplussed by our presence there. I felt very much at peace on the island. It was buzzing with bees and grasshoppers, and I was thankful that the island's plentiful rodent population left me be. I am privileged to have visited this rugged, beautiful place and have never seen Knockadoon from this vantage point before. There's something magical about the sea, and while on the island, a familiar John Mansfield poem came to mind. I must down to the seas again, to the lonely sea in the sky. And all I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by. And the wheels kick and the wind's song and the white sails shaking and a grey mist on the sea's face and a grey dawn breaking. Climate change and the impact of global warming on our planet seems to be constantly at the forefront of today's news reports. I asked Pat how our small corner of the earth has been affected so far.
Climate change is a major thing for wildlife. Already in Ireland, significant changes have been recorded as a direct result of climate change. Like, for example, Ireland's climate would in the past have been termed, in European terms, it would have been called relatively mild because it's coastal, it's marine. It never froze over for very long. But birds breeding in the Arctic would avail of that, and like ducks, geese, wading birds and so on would come into Ireland in very large numbers. Now those birds are still coming, but they're coming in far less numbers, much smaller numbers now than previously. And the reason for that is because they are what's called in the parlance of ornithology, short stopping. The birds are just not coming as far south or as far west anymore. They're stopping in Northern Europe, like in the Netherlands and in the southern coast of the Baltic, whereas before they would be pushed out of those places by freezing conditions. The effects of climate change doesn't necessarily mean that the species are declining overall in their world population. It just means that there aren't as many of them coming to Ireland anymore. There is one species, in fact, that has stopped coming to Ireland entirely, and that's the Bewick swan. Bewick swan is a Siberian swan. There are three swans, by the way, coming to in Ireland. One is our resident mute swan, which is here all the time. But then there are two winter visitors. One comes from the west and the other comes from the east. And the one coming from the west comes from Iceland, called the Hooper swan. And the other one comes from Siberia. And the Siberian one doesn't come anymore.
The rural community of Knockadoon have worked hard to put the headland on the tourist map for hikers, bird watchers and families, as well as the hundreds of students who visit the Irish camp located at the foot of the new loop walkway during the summer months. In the next episode, we will highlight the hard work of the Knockadoon Enhancement Project, speak about the restoration of Lookout Post 21, and talk to Ballycotton's ex-lighthouse keeper. Ilan an Coppola, The Lighthouse That Never Was, was made by Capel Island Productions. This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Written, produced and presented by Orla Reardon, edited by Sean Healy.